Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine, Brian be shining, reporting live from the Brown and Kruger studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 34. Currently, it is 14 with clear skies at Longview Lake.
Handy!
How you feeling on this Lego Day / Get Right Wednesday?
Feeling good, D. Feeling good. Feeling like talking about reconnecting the East Side. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that conversation about starting at 7:38.
And we got the morning gossip going down at your 23s of each hour. Neo expresses which artist would get a chance at the Super Bowl before him. And Chingy shares how Nas called his hit song Fluff Pop.
Oh, right there. Your motivation on the 10. Coming up in 10 minutes. Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
This is your chance to do the hump.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Come on and
do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me
do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation.
Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Sustained focus is not easy. Yet, it's not impossible either. You can focus on what must be done for the amount of time necessary to do it right. Decide to make it happen and follow through with your decision. Commit yourself to producing the value you're capable of delivering. Transform your potential into actual, useful reality. See each moment as precious raw material that must be utilized when it arrives, or it will be lost forever. Engage your focus to maximize the beneficial outcomes and minimize the waste. Remain clear about the purpose you're serving and the objectives you set for yourself. Knowing why you're doing what you do will drive you to keep going and to stay focused. The history of the world and your personal experiences have repeatedly proven the value of effective, productive focus. Continue to generate more of the goodness that comes from sustained, focused effort. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 34. Currently, it is 14. Clear skies at Village West. Tennis star Coco Gauff was caught on camera smashing her racket after a loss at the Australian Open on Tuesday. She explains that frustration.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. Like I said, I don't try to do it on court in front of kids and things like that. But I do know I need to let out that emotion. Otherwise, I'm just going to be snappy with the people around me, and I don't want to do that.
Even if you did let it out on the court, so what? You're a professional athlete. You're passionate. You are... It's a lot of training and stuff that goes into this. So if you're at the pinnacle of the highest in your sport or in your industry, whatever you want to do, and you don't win, you mess up or whatever, and you know how you messed up, it's going to come out, bro, especially in a high competitive environment like that.
Absolutely.
See, people who are going at this, who got something negative to say, ain't never had nothing worth a damn to fight for in their life. Ain't never been in a competitive environment where they need to bring their best all the time, and when you don't, it's super frustrating. We experience that sometimes on this show because we're in a super competitive environment with what we do. Yep. So, man, look, I salute her and identify with her.
Yeah, definitely salute to Coco Gauff. This goes into that conversation I mentioned to you before where there's a double standard for your skin color and there's also a double standard as a woman.
Man, they don't get up out of here with that. Women got emotions too, and they're competitors too. Stop.
Yeah. Stop it. Other news, Big Boogie, the rapper, and Cam Newton, they sat down on Cam's show and they discussed whether they're the type of men to go up to women to shoot their shot.
Hey, love, screw me, woo doo woo doo woo. I never been that type. Never. I just see something bad, I say I won't see her no more.
It is what it is. I ain't better chase you now, baby, because I'm fine too. You hear me? You might be fine, but I'm fine there. Hey, baby, how you? God love me too. You know what I'm saying?
But I ain't the one that's gonna walk up to her either.
But what the girl say? Clock it.
Clock.
I thought that conversation was so funny because it's like two baddies telling each other exactly.
Yikes.
Like, that's what the energy was, for sure.
Well, I identify with that. I mean, not in the sense of I'm a baddie too, cause no, not in the sense of that. It's just I've never been the one to approach.
Like, hey, what's going on?
Never been that type.
Double cheeked up on a Thursday.
No, that's
over Cartier. Where you at, baby?
No, stop.
That's how you was pulling them back in the day.
I didn't pull anything. I wasn't doing nothing.
I am from Cartier.
Brian was by himself.
Proper.
If you got the D.
That, I might have said something like that.
Which proper?
No.
Oh.
No.
If you got the D.
That's a crazy quote. That's a crazy thing to say. You need to put a couple pauses in there. That deserves a couple. Hey, yo.
Nah, but for real, though, I didn't. No.
I think to each his own. Like, you know, everyone knows their strengths. Me. Like, yeah, I've never been the type to do that either. I'm going to put myself in a position for you to see me. But other than that, and, you know. But I feel like it's only maybe a few people in my life that I maybe been on that with.
Girl, what's going on?
So, that's it.
This is the Sale Academy of Fine and Performing Arts. And we're up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Duh!
Kansas City Board of Police Commissioners' first meeting of this year involved expressed concern from the community about a police officer. Frustrations resurfaced at a meeting yesterday as Officer Blaine Newton remains with the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
There's a pattern of abusive behavior.
He has been described by officials as someone who does not de-escalate, but instead shoots and asks questions later. So the question before this board is very simple. Why is he still employed? Accountability delayed is accountability denied.
The police have put forth a budget that is $50 million over last year's budget. Nearly $400 million is what they're requesting. However, they're not holding officers who are costing us millions of dollars accountable.
The goal of mine as mayor, I think we are hopefully seeing fewer soon, but right now we're spending too darn much in legal settlements.
So community activists, they had to show up to that police commissioner meeting, and they've showed up over the years with the same message. To terminate Newton's employment. Now, after a recent charging decision from the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, the officer's name is back in the front of the police commissioner's board. So he was involved in a fatal 2023 shooting near East 31st and Van Brunt, where he shot and killed two people through a vehicle and injured another passenger while responding to a road rage incident. And the prosecutor's office decided not to file criminal charges last week, which was a big deal on Facebook yesterday. Yep. But while the prosecutor's office chose not to file the charges for the 2023 shooting, there was a civil liability. In 2025, last year, a judge approved a $3.5 million settlement for the family. So that's why you hear the expressed concerns about the budget being stretched and more lawsuits coming for the police force, which affects the city budget. Mm-hmm. And you see, you know, KCPD, they get a little more money every single year, it seems like. So there's a lot to this, D. Yeah. A lot to think about, a lot to digest there.
Yeah. Accountability is important, as it was mentioned throughout that entire conversation.
And, you know, I got to say this, too, for Melissa Johnson. There are a lot of idiots on Facebook who got a lot to say. Want to call this woman out of her name. She's an Ivy League graduate. She's a hard, like a lot of people don't know a lot of things that they have to consider with these decisions. So for people to be disrespectful and call that woman out of her name is totally out of line.
Definitely uncalled for.
So y'all got to straighten that up.
Mm-hmm. Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay.
Mayor Quinn Lucas pushed back Monday on claims that the city is quietly moving forward with a taxpayer-funded stadium deal for the Kansas City Royals without a public vote, D. In a social media post, Representative Mike Jones.
Who?
Thank you. I was waiting on you. Mike Jones, a Republican from Platte County, said Lucas is seeking to direct $500 million in public money through the KC Port Authority to build a new stadium in Kansas City without voter approval. Lucas said he has not pursued such a plan and criticized the level of speculation surrounding the Royals' future. And Lucas also said that any proposal to keep the Royals in Kansas City would go through the Kansas City Council. Mm-hmm. And he reiterated that the city's focus remains on retaining the Royals while protecting taxpayers. Meanwhile, Jones said he plans to introduce legislation in Jefferson City that will require voter approval for any local funding package exceeding $100 million under the Show Me Sports Investment Act. There just seems to be a renewed energy and focus because there was also news that dropped that the Royals are absolutely not going to Kansas mm-hmm. as they turned down the Aspira campus. So I just it's all elbows and fingers and everything is pointing towards the Royals somewhere in downtown, mm-hmm. not North Kansas City, not at Kauffman.
So, downtown sounds. I mean, I understand all my cousins that live downtown right now probably pissed.
Nah, this. Well, yeah, I would be too. If
it's a lot of people that are upset because
it's already
congested. Yeah, like and then on top of that, everybody didn't already vote no on the last thing that was on the bill. So yeah, I know a lot of people are probably upset about that.
Damn.
Well, if you live in downtown, your property value finna skyrocket again. This is why they built the streetcar, y'all. This is why. Yeah. So
I just hope people don't end up displaced and whatever. If that does happen. If that does happen, nothing is set in stone right now.
Hey, y'all, this is comedian Miss Pat from the Miss Pat Show. And when I'm in Kansas City, I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103. Damn.
Man, we want to shout out all the cousins that's tapping in to mm-hmm. hustle and shine in the morning, whether you're in your car the old school way, whether you're on mm-hmm. your phone, whether you're at work destroying your boss's speakers. We appreciate and we love you so much for making hustle and shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We love and appreciate you so much because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time.
Yeah.
Big love to the cousins that's hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. We got a few texts coming through, B. Shout out to Stacy sending us a happy hump day and says, have a great day on purpose. Thank you, Stacy Davis. We appreciate you. Shout out to Rich Harris. And, of course, it's Casey Rattlers. Happy hump day to you. Shout out to Kailana Wynn. That was sent from your mom, Whitney Wynn. Shout out to Joaquin. This was sent over from, I believe, Brianna. What else we got? Anastasia Jackson. Good morning to you. And she also said, thank you, Royals, for not choosing Overland Park, Kansas. Yeah.
I think everybody happy about that.
Yeah. The good morning was sent from... to Isaiah and team at Nebraska Furniture Mart delivery. No. Oh, somebody just got themselves a new set of furniture.
Nice sturdy piece of couch.
Happy birthday to Nakia Stevenson. And shout out to Natasha. We got Julie. So Dario. We got a lot of cousins that's been picking through. I've just been trying to read everything. You know, we got that keyword that's
popping.
So
that text line going crazy.
Yeah, it's like looking like where's Waldo up in these text messages right now. So thanks to all the cousins. We appreciate you. And also shout out to Kiera for sending us some love on this hump day too.
And my dog Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
Yes. How could I forget?
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 on your time. It's a high of 36 currently. It is 10 degrees with clear skies in Raytown. Neo speaks on Chris Brown and saying he's the one that deserves a phone call to the Super Bowl before him.
I strongly believe that Chris would get the call before me. And to be honest, I would rather see Chris do it.
Yeah,
it's really wild to me that people are still holding on to things like that. It's like, does redemption just not exist?
So the conversation ended up leading into that dark cloud that they feel like some people hold over his head. And that might be the reason why he doesn't get a phone call for the Super Bowl.
That's exactly the reason why.
I do think Chris Brown would do a phenomenal job at the Super Bowl. But then on the same end, I do have a question. If that was your sister, your mother, or someone that you, or maybe you, how would you feel about it then? Do we know what happened? Maybe, yay or nay. I'm just asking that question is, when it's more personal to you, is when people actually be like, you know what? If that was my sister, I probably would hold that cloud too. Just that's an honest conversation.
It's a tough one, dog, because I think that we done all, like, Chris Brown is tailor-made for a Super Bowl halftime show. He's tailor-made for the way he performs,
absolutely,
his music, all of that. Mm-hmm. But there are gonna be several people that are just gonna be reminded of the situation in 09. Because we have all, not all, a lot of us have been through something similar to that, something that traumatic. Nobody knows everything and what happened.
Right.
But you just got to be cognizant of who's around you. And especially Neo, that's his audience too, to a certain degree,
is
mostly, I'll say, women who have been through that type of situation, the physical abuse and all of that. So it's a deep, 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 so many layers to peel back, and so many people and feelings to consider is that, you know, I think people, companies, like especially the NFL, whichever network, CBS, NBC, whoever is holding the Super Bowl, those are the things that they consider, and they rather not have to deal with that. And they rather go with a Taylor Swift or whoever who presumably right now, as we know, it doesn't have those situations.
Right, from what we know, of course. In other news, rapper Chingy shared that he was dissed by Nas back in the day, but since Nas was one of his favorites, he just charged it to the game.
I remember I was doing one interview, and this girl was interviewing me, and she was like, yeah, I just interviewed Nas. I asked him, how did he feel about your song right there? And he said it was fluff pop. Okay, but the way I look at that is, we writing our own books of life. In Nas' book of life, that's the character he portrayed me as. That don't mean it's true. It's nothing against Nas. I still appreciate Nas and think he's one of the best. But if right there is fluff pop, then what do we call Uchi Wally Wally?
Okay, Chingy, okay. He got a point. There's a list of Nas songs like that.
I'm saying,
you owe me something. Yeah.
Like Jay-Z.
Jay-Z made fun of him for that. So, you know, look.
Everybody has there's a place for a lot of things in hip hop. We have a lot of quote unquote fluff pop songs.
Did Nas say that recently, or was that back in 03, 04, or whatever?
I think it was back then.
Okay, so look, Nas was on one. Back then, he wasn't trying to hear that, dog.
Yeah.
He was saying hip-hop was dead in 08. And like, you can see where Nas was leading to at that time after
his K-Dot bag.
Stillmatic. Yeah, for sure.
I already know. Yeah, and I think it's a conversation to be had. I know we're about to, go to break. But beforehand, I was just thinking to myself, there was a moment where Nelly and KRS-One
had
a little bit of beef.
Rock the mic.
And it wasn't because Nelly came at KRS-One. It was that song Number One, and KRS felt like, you coming at me. Like,
I remember that like it was yesterday,
D. Our cousins in New York have a mindset that if it's just, they think that New York rules the world when it comes to music. There's Midwest versions of songs that have nothing to do with.
If you think the generational rap wars are a thing now, it was a big thing back then. It's a big deal now. But back then, bro, it was like
crazy.
And that KRS-One versus Nelly thing, that you hit it right on the head with that. Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
D, I often like to talk about the classic Kansas City. The Kansas City before 71 Highway was built. Unfortunately, when 71 Highway was built, it wrecked a lot of communities. Mm-hmm. The positive is, yes, we do have a highway in the middle of our city, but there are so many dangers to that. The stoplights, the traffic coming 60, 70, 80 miles per hour yeah. while people are trying to cross over to the next side of the street. So there are a lot of deterrents with 71 Highway as it stands. And the thing that we've been talking about recently in Kansas City is reconnecting the east side. A lot of times opportunities are lost when you have a big highway in the middle of your city destroying communities. And here to talk about reconnecting the east side with us, we got our cousins, Ms. Travis Pendleton and Selena Zapata, here to talk about reconnecting the east side. Now, anybody can take the floor, but I just want to state that with this highway being built in the middle of the city and it's stopping people from actually getting over to the west side, could you describe what the intention was with this highway as we first built this thing back in the day?
Initial idea of US 71 is that we had suburban communities that were outside of our urban core, and those communities needed a way to be able to get to jobs. And so there was a big drive to get that connection built. In the United States as a whole, in the 50s, there was a drive to build highways. Even before that, in the late 1940s, early 1940s, even then, there was the idea to create a highway system. By the time 1947 comes, we got a whole entire highway plan that involved Kansas City. That's where you start to see the loop, and you start seeing a north-south connection, which ultimately became US 71. And that was, again, to connect people to our downtown core from other communities. And at that point, we're looking at, you know, Belton, Lee Summit, Raymore, part south, trying to get them back connected. That was the whole reason why we have our highways and why we have US 71 going north and south up into downtown.
The economic impact was mentioned with US 71 highway. Were those negative or positive impacts for the east side?
I would say they were negative. That was a whole entire neighborhood. And you had a thriving commercial corridor, which was Prospect Avenue. And then with the highway, we had displacement of residents. We had properties that had to be purchased in order to buy the highway. And US 71 got constructed, but Prospect and our commercial components started to decline. And so we're not seeing the stopping and shopping in that corridor that people had wanted to see, which is why the community had asked, if you're going to do a highway that connects the suburbs to downtown, we need people to stop and shop, and so we need those traffic signals. And that's not what's happened today. We have some investment along Prospect that still exists, but we're also seeing some decline. At the same time, there are people with projects to try to create that revitalization that's necessary for the corridor. But overall, it didn't cause the area commercially, from an economic development standpoint, to thrive.
Those human health impacts are being felt along the corridor, in the community, from air pollution, noise pollution that affects sleep, quality of life, and all of those things. So those were negative impacts that resulted.
If US 71 Highway is not going to be a highway, and I know we've had some community forums here recently in the past year with getting the community's input on what they actually want from US 71 Highway from all kinds of standpoints, mm-hmm. economic, health and safety, traveling, everything that you can think of, people have been putting their input in. What do you all imagine what US 71 Highway will look like in about 50 years or so?
So I'll say it this way, Brian. When we talk to people in our community forums, we have folks that want to see it a true freeway where you're going to have a limited number of signals. Because on a regular freeway, you don't have all the signals that you have on US 71 in the stretch that we're talking about between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to 85th Street. If you take out signals, you need overpasses. And then you could do that freeway in different ways. It means you could lift it up. You could drop some of it down like it is at 63rd Street. You could do a combination of things. There are also people who want it to be a parkway, which is a slower speed route. On our parkways and boulevards, you can do like 35, 40 miles an hour. You're not going to need to have overpasses. So everything is level when you cross it. And then you're going to have more traffic signals, more opportunities to cross. And then there were some folks that wanted to take US 71 out all the way and just start all over, which means you have to build all the cross streets, the north-south streets, you have to put all the blocks in. All of those ideas are really big projects. Thinking about going 50 years in the future, I think it's what the community ultimately wants and what their reaction is to the evaluation of all those ideas. And so we're getting to the point this spring where we're going to be able to share how those ideas have been evaluated. We have criteria that we ask the community to weigh in on in terms of what's important as we look at those ideas that I just mentioned to you. And so we're going through that process.
any of the alternatives that we would see in the next 50 years would address our purpose and need, which has been established with our community. So that's it. US 71 would be safer. It would be more connected, and it would lower the congestion along the corridor, which would then lower public health impacts as well. So that's what we're moving towards.
I know earlier community outreach was mentioned. When is the next forum or opportunity for neighborhoods to give input on reconnecting the East Side?
It's going to be in early April. So this spring, we're getting ready right now to do all the logistics to make sure that we've got the venue, and then we'll start announcing it to everyone. So you'll know the exact time, but we're looking at early April.
Kansas City, this is your chance to have significant input on one of the city's biggest projects that's going to be a part of this city for years and decades and centuries to come. US 71 Highway, you can reimagine it. You can go to reconnecteastside.com. Go and make your input. Everything that you want to put inside of this proposal, you can. Crosswalks, safety, the length of the highway, the width of the highway, whether you want stoplights or not, whatever you think is necessary for your community and your safety and for economic development for the East Side, you can have your input at reconnecttheeastside.com. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. And this will not be the last time, because we're going to need more information as this progresses in our city. So we appreciate you coming on and tapping in with us.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Ow.
Today's phrase is an old school phrase, and I remember hearing this all the time from my mom and my grandmother. It is get the hell out of Dodge.
Ow.
You ever heard that, B?
Absolutely.
All right.
I say it.
Yeah. It's very...
Get the hell out!
it can be relevant to a lot of situations. So get the hell out of Dodge means to leave a place or situation quickly, usually to avoid trouble, danger, or discomfort.
Yeah, baby.
And the unique thing about that phrase, it actually originated from 1950s Westerns like Gunsmoke. And the phrase actually referred to fleeing the dangerous Wild Wild West environment of Dodge City, Kansas.
Hello.
So it's crazy that it has that Kansas connection.
Who that in the bag?
But that could be anything. Maybe you're at an event or a function and you see somebody that just makes you uncomfortable.
Mm.
And you might look and say, I need to get the hell out of Dodge.
I said what I said.
It is time for you to catch your beat. Shake the table. Well, you ain't got to shake the table. Just shake the room. Get up out of there.
We like that.
Maybe it's that coworker that they just, you know what I mean, cousin.
Oh,
maybe you got a situation where it's a coworker or maybe even a supervisor that gives you the ick. Got
to get up out of there.
And in your head at lunchtime, you like, I'm going to get the hell out of Dodge.
You feel me?
You ain't returning at the lunch break. Little do they know.
I'm staying in the bathroom for 4 hours.
You going to do work from home. You going to send an email later and say, hey, y'all, I'm working from home.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, get the hell out of Dodge. That's the word for today.
Don't.
Use it, don't abuse it.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
826, high of 33. Currently, it is 12. Sunny skies at Southeast. Portia Williams, one of the stars from Real Housewives of Atlanta, she sits down with Angie Martinez and speaks about her new love life with dating a woman.
I am not going to feel ashamed of how I feel or this point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that anything in my past wasn't real. It just means this is also another part of who I am. And then it's people with the labels, and it's like, oh, she's coming out and she's this and this label and that. And I'm like, well,
they love a label.
I'm just me.
Yeah, she's here to have a good time.
I mean, one thing Portia gonna do is have a good time.
We're gonna have a wang dang doodle, y'all.
Of course, with those reality stars, we get a chance to see their whole lives and who all they date. So, of course, you know, everybody has a track record when you do that, because all of your relationships are public. But
I just want my baby.
Let that lady do what she wanna do. And everybody don't have to come with a label. Because just think about it. If you date one type of person, you wanna be labeled as, oh, you only like this type of chick. You nobody want no label. You talk to one bad person out of the bunch, now your whole reputation is tarnished. Think about that.
You're right.
Damn.
Other news, Quentin Aaron, the star of 2009 film The Blind Side, has been hospitalized after falling in his Atlanta home. And according to Deadline, a GoFundMe page for the actor spoke about his condition and shared that he was on life support due to a severe blood infection. Now, his manager told TMZ he fell walking up the stairs, but it's unclear what caused his legs to buckle. They also reported that his manager said his condition is now stable and he is communicating with others.
That's good.
So definitely sending some prayers to Quentin Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those unpredictable, direct, and intelligent Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to activist, musician, and film producer. Happy birthday to Sister Soldier. A happy birthday to fashion designer, actress, and choreographer, Andrea Kelly. Sending over birthday love to R&B singer and a member of the group Next, Raphael Brown. Happy birthday to singer-songwriter who's given us gospel hits like The Best in Me. A happy birthday to Marvin Sapp. A big happy birthday to singer-songwriter and record producer who's still begging for Charlene. Happy birthday to Anthony Hamilton, taking a quick trip to New Orleans. Happy birthday to musician best known for one of the creators of that bounce music. Happy B-Day to Big Freedom. A happy birthday to rapper, entrepreneur, and record exec William Roberts II, aka Ricky Rose. And last but not least, happy birthday to rapper, singer, songwriter, and record producer. He's given us plenty of hits, but you might not want him as your spades partner because he will renege. Happy birthday to rapper J. Cole.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, SC Mitchell, Toya Jewel, and Alicia Ashaw. Sending birthday love to Will Taylor, Precious Monique, and Dalton Wintrow. Happy birthday, Derek Griffith, Tyler Shay Jones, and Randy Joe Quandil. Happy birthday, Jackie Garland, Pedro Dollars, Tay Bud, and everybody else born on January 28th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Amber.
Hey, Amber. What you doing?
Supposed to be working.
Us too, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I can identify with that. Amber, what's your check engine light looking like?
My check engine light is not on.
Okay.
Here he is.
Good.
Got some grip on your tires, too?
Oh, yeah, brand new tires.
Oh, period. Yes. We beat all allegations. You know, they be trying to come for us women about when it comes to them tires.
Right.
Girl,
yes.
Back.
All right, cousin, we got a chance to get you qualified to win 2 tickets to go see Neo and Akon, but you got to finish these lyrics for that qualification, okay?
Okay.
Now, only texting gets stressed over Rihanna's. I'm talking tins and better hoods and tins and sweaters. And we always argue about the same thing. Hey, tell me why we gotta argue about the same thing, same thing. Well,
nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect, babe.
But you're perfect for me. Nobody's
yeah,
perfect.
Tell me how.
Hey,
there we go, Amber. Your name is now qualified for those tickets to go see Dio and Akon for Nights Like This tour that's happening on August 7th. If you get those tickets, who you taking with you?
Probably my husband.
That's the only answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Did you know that fatigue during the day may be a result of irregular sleep? Sleep apnea, insomnia, hypersomnia, and nightmares are common complaints as it relates to getting enough sleep. The lack of sleep may increase the risk of diabetes, heart disease, mood, and psychiatric disorders. Treating sleep disorders may reduce the risk of suicide with individuals experiencing anxiety or high levels of stress, according to a study by Psychiatry Research in 2020. About 25 million adults between the ages of 30 through 70 have obstructive sleep apnea. This happens when the throat relaxes and individuals stop breathing for short periods of time. Consult with your doctor if you are experiencing fatigue and if loved ones can hear you snore throughout your house. If you feel that you are a danger to yourself or in crisis, please dial or text 988. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.